Now, in some places of the world, the need for boats is increasing. If you're not sure who to go to a boat, I know a guy. Think about that. Yeah, I know. Do you know that he was the first architect? And we know that he did all of these things and that he kept bees because he was the first archivist. His wife is someone of note. She actually took care of the bees on the ark and did an amazing job. That's why Noah knew she was a real keeper. Now, Noah, of course, as usual, struggled in his design of everything on the ark and keeping everything. One of the things he failed to do on the hives was to put an exit, which created a rather unbelievable situation. Yes. And some of you are going, I can't believe he did that. Just for the record, 9 years ago, this congregation dressed me up in a bee costume for vacation Bible school. They encouraged this, and now things are coming due. Yeah, but my wife still called me honey. You know, I love these lessons that were, you know, for whatever reason, in the infinite wisdom of the people who design the lectionary, they start with a phrase like, after far. If we know anything about English language, that says that there was something that happened of consequence before. It's like starting a word with a conjunction. We're not supposed to do that. And, right? Well, what's Jesus talking therefore? He comes out with this pronouncement. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink. Well, what's the therefore? What's the comparison? Well, these are the two verses before, or the one verse before. No one can serve two masters. For a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body. I know, see? What happens when we worry about all of those things? But what kind of worry is he talking about? Now, I told you all these jokes about bees. But here's something that isn't a joke. The bee populations are in critical condition. Now, for all of you who like your coffee and your guacamole, for those of you who like any of the fruit from a tree, those of you who like your flowers should be intimately concerned about bees. Because without them, we don't have them. But what happened? Well, we found out that because some of us love our flowers and our flowering plants and some of the other crops that we have, and we wanted to strive for larger produce, and we wanted to strive for greater yields, and or we did not want certain pests eating our flower beds, we came up with certain pesticides that we've discovered bees take back to their hives and poison their entire hives with. We wanted more. We sought more. And now something that was good is a little shaky. We all heard and we've been praying about and some have been giving for disaster relief to the people in Maui. One of the things they found out that happened in Maui, why the fires were so awful, was because once upon a time there was all of these individual farmers. It was a farming island. Do any of you think of Maui as a farming island now? It's a tourist destination. Well, what ended up happening was those farmlands got bought up by big conglomerates and got turned into sugarcane fields. And then they stopped making sugarcane there because, well, they could find it cheaper elsewhere. And the fields got overrun with an invasive grass that burns really hot. In Arizona, we talk about, I think, what's called buffalo grass. All right, same thing. Here's something that was wonderful and good and all that stuff, but we were serving wealth. Someone was getting a higher return. And there you go. We have many examples in our history, in our lives, where we turn around and we go, well, look at what we were able to accomplish. Yeah. Do we all count the costs? And all of them. God created an environment and said it was good. Here's all these things that are good. Is it all good right now? And very intimately with our furry friends, there's many breeds of dogs that people are worried about, people are concerned about. You don't want certain types of breeds around kids or in certain circumstances. Why? Are dogs bad? I'm not seeing anyone go, of course! Then again, this is a pretty selected group, isn't it? I'm a cat person, but dogs are okay. What can I say? I serve God and I'm regularly tempted by my two cats at home to forget which God I'm supposed to serve. So are dogs bad? No. Are even those breeds bad? No. But how did we create them? How do we engineer them? How do we train our pets? It's amazing what happens. God created and said it was good. But how often is the things that start going off the rails due to the fact that we went, yes, God, this was good. We can do it better. We can get more, we can get bigger, we can get faster, we can get stronger. We can handle this. Because fundamentally in all of those cases, we're worrying. We're worrying about, are we going to be protected? So we need the bigger, nastier, more stronger dog with big teeth. Is there going to be enough of something? So we got to find a way to mass produce in ways that might not be sustainable or might cause issues in other ways we're not paying attention to. My first call was in Central Illinois. It was known for being a place where anybody could go hunting and limit out on pheasant several days in a row. The farmers in the area and the people who lived in the area when I was there were all complaining, where do they all go? But the farmers would mow their ditch road, would mow their ditches regularly because they wanted to cut down on the weeds that might invade their fields. There were no more hedgerows between fields, or very few, because most fields had gone from 160 to 1,600 acres, and they ripped up all of them so they can run their machine over. Easier, faster. The rows between corn went from this when I was a child to this. And sometimes they would even plow up all the way down almost to the road edge to plant. We got more. What happened to the pheasants? Where's the quail? Where's the deer? Where's all? We got more. We got better. But what happened to the good? There's many ways in our lives in which our anxiety causes us to do things in large groups and as individuals. Is it any wonder why there's 365 times in the scriptures a report of some angelic heavenly being say, "Do not be afraid"? Is there any wonder why the most common command almost Jesus gives to people is "Peace be with you"? When even at the table, the Last Supper in John, he talks about "Peace be with you, peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. I do not give as the world gives." Why? Because look at what the world gives. Do you have enough? Are you good enough? Do you have the nicest stuff? Jesus talks about daily bread and how many of us go to Costco and buy huge quantities of stuff that sometimes we end up throwing out because we don't use it all. And God says it is good. And here's the thing. If there's one thing Jesus shows us, is it is good. It is good. And it is worth it. Because otherwise, why bother? Why bother coming? Why bother coming down and saying, "You're important now. Your existence is important now. This world is important"? As we say in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." Not just some people. Or a certain circumstance. But the world, and the Greek word there is actually cosmos, meaning, you know, yes, think of Carl Sagan, for those who remember, the billions and billions. Yes. That, all of that is important. All of that was worth the life of the Son of God. You were worth the life of the Son of God. Creation was worth the life of the Son of God. New life is the gift and the promise. Because God still believes this is good. And we're given the gift of the Spirit to find, to seek. Not better. Better has gotten us in all kinds of trouble. How can we be good? How can we live in that relationship with the world, with one another, in love? And maybe, just maybe, God shows us through these furry family members. Probably more through the dogs and the cats. The cats could care less about us most of the time. But the love, the companionship, the need, the relationship. Seek these things first. And everything else will be added to you. And remember that God loves you, and so do I. Amen.